Lesson 4. Outcomes. Describe safe practices for using ladders. Ladder safety. Exercise caution when lifting, carrying, and raising a ladder, otherwise, you risk possible injury or even death. The following sections provide general guidelines for ladder safety and safety when raising ladders. General guidelines for ladder safety. To be able to safely carry, raise, lower, and work on ladders, you should develop and maintain adequate upper body strength. Operate ladders according to departmental training and procedures. Wear full personal protective equipment, including gloves and helmet, when handling and working with ladders. Choose the correct ladder for the assigned task. Use leg muscles, not back or arm muscles, when lifting ladders below the waist. Use an adequate number of firefighters for each carry and raise. Do not raise any ladders to within 10 feet, 3 meters, of electrical wires. Secure the tip and anchor the foot of the ladder when in use during training or emergency incidents. Grasp extension ladder beams when extending or retracting to prevent fingers from being pinched or caught between sections. Ensure that the hooks of the poles are seated over the rungs. Ensure that the ladder is stable before climbing, both but spurs in contact with a stable surface, with the ground/roof ladder hooks firmly set. Use caution when moving ladders sideways. Climb smoothly and rhythmically. Never overload the ladder, one firefighter every 10 feet, 3 meters, or one per section. Use a leg lock or ladder belt when working from a ground ladder. Relocate a positioned ladder only when ordered to do so. Use ladders for their intended purposes only. Inspect ladders for damage and wear after each use. Secure the foot of unattended ladders to a stationary object using ropes. Because speed is often required, movements when carrying, raising, or lowering ladders should be smooth and controlled. Teamwork is important when more than one firefighter is needed. Individual and team proficiency in handling ladders is developed and maintained through training. To prevent personal injuries, you must use the following proper lifting and lowering techniques when handling ground ladders. Use the correct number of firefighters for the length and type of ladder to be lifted. Bend your knees, keeping your back as straight as possible, and lift with your legs, not with your back or arms, figure 8.11. Lift on the command of a firefighter who can see the other members of the team. Make it known immediately if you are not ready to lift a ladder when working with a team. Lifting should occur in unison. Reverse the procedure for lifting when it is necessary to place a ladder on the ground before raising it as follows. Lower the ladder using your leg muscles. Keep your body perpendicular to the ladder and your feet parallel to the ladder so that when the ladder is placed, it does not rest on your toes. Safety when raising ladders. Before raising a ladder, there are several things you need to consider and precautions you must take. Some of the more important ones are the presence of electrical hazards, the position of the extension ladder fly section, and tying the halyard. Electrical hazards. People climbing ladders that come in contact with live electrical wires can result in electrocution. Before making the final selection on where to place a ladder or what method to use for raising it, use the following guidelines to avoid electrical contact hazards. Look up to check for overhead electrical wires or equipment. Look up again before raising the ladder. Keep a distance of at least 10 feet, 3 meters, from all energized electrical lines or equipment. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, refers to this distance as the circle of safety and includes the distance in its regulations and worker safety documentation. Maintain this distance while raising the ladder, using the ladder, and lowering the ladder. Use an alternate method for raising the ladder if the ladder may come to rest a safe distance from electrical equipment but comes too close to the equipment during the actual raise. Alternatively, raise the ladder parallel to the structure as opposed to perpendicular, figure 8.12. Position of the fly section on extension ladders. Each ladder manufacturer specifies whether a ladder should be placed with the fly in, toward the structure, or out, away from the structure. This placement is based on the ladder design, construction materials, and the fly position at which the manufacturer's tests show it to be strongest. Failure to follow this recommendation could void the ladder's warranty if a failure or damage occurs. Fly out position. Modern metal and fiberglass ladders are designed to be used with the fly out. Consult departmental SOPs or the ladder manufacturer to determine the correct fly position. Some departments have ladders that are intended to be used with the fly out but prefer that the firefighter extending the halyard be on the outside of the ladder. In this case, firefighters will need to pivot or roll the ladder 180 degrees after it has been extended. Fly in position. Wooden ladders that are designed with the rungs mounted in the top truss rail are intended to be used with the fly in, figure 8.13. Securing the halyard. Once an extension ladder is resting against a structure and before it is climbed, the excess halyard should be secured, tied off, to prevent anyone from becoming tangled in the rope when ascending or descending the ladder. Some halyards, closed halyards, are already tied as a feature of the ladder.